Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Morning, everyone.
We hope you all are having a great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. We are going to make sure we have some fun today. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of stuff to get to. We got about 5 hours of show. We're going to try to fit it into three.
So that's always the case, right?
Any quick topics today, everybody.
Yep. Boom,
everybody,
boom.
Quick, in and out. We're done. We're done.
All right.
We got a lot of fun to have today. We're going to get into a bunch of stuff this morning, and we'll kick things off with our National Day of Calendar just a little bit. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, Good Stories of the Day, then a Right Stories, a little entertainment news for you as well. All that coming up. Melissa, how you doing so far this morning?
Oh, pretty good this morning. How about you guys?
Doing all right over here.
You're doing okay.
Yeah. I will say this. I'm going to learn to find a way to ask people that without really asking. And only for the morning. For the morning show. Like in my day-to-day life, it's all, completely different story. But as far as this show goes, I don't think it's right of me. It's actually a cruel way to start the show.
Maybe you should start with something specific. Melissa, how's your coffee today?
Oh, I like that.
That's a good idea.
I like that. How is your coffee today, Melissa?
I just made a cup of Caramel Delight, and I'm super excited to try it, but it's way too hot. I'm trying to be patient because I burned my mouth yesterday, and that was not pleasant.
I can't even begin to tell you how many times the roof of my mouth has been tortured.
Yeah, scalded.
I couldn't wait 5 seconds for a slice of pizza to cool down or a cup of coffee. The poor roof of my mouth is
man.
There's constantly construction tape over it. There's some orange cones. It's never clear.
James, we need to talk about your mouth health.
Really probably should.
You got a construction going on in there, dude?
Yeah. You hire good people. There's a bunch for us to get into today. I do want to let everybody know that after we're done hanging out in the morning here, we're going to bring you up to Morning Magazine. And in that show today, we're going to spend the hour with Sheriff Sean Becker.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Always a good conversation there. Along with that, we will have Taylor and our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. It's going to be great. Great stuff going on throughout the show today. Along with all this, we are going to be giving away a set of River Kings tickets.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. The Kings back at home this weekend. Mm-hmm. Puck drops at 7. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't catch it here at our sister station, DeWitt's Country 105.5, we encourage you to fill up the arena. Yeah. Let them know what home ice advantage is. Every one of these teams, you're going to be playing again. Let's let them know. Let's make sure, because it's already out there. I've talked to a couple of players and some players from other teams. Mm-hmm. We have some of the best, if not the best, home ice advantage in the NSPHL. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and let's make sure that is clear. From now on, you got to come to Wisconsin Rapids. You are dealing with a fan base that is going to be all over you. They're going to be, that's what
crazy hockey fans.
Yes, let's show them.
All right,
let's have some fun with it. Let's root for our Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Be listening for your chance to win those tickets. You can get them right now if you want by going to riverkingshockey.com. Encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to mention, of course, was talking with Katrina yesterday a little bit, just back and forth, kind of texting, talking about our ideas for, or their ideas, I should say, for the 76th anniversary.
Mm.
Family Natural Foods, of course, celebrating 76 years strong in this area. We wish them a happy anniversary.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They've got a lot of great things going on this Friday and Saturday. Things kick off this Friday from 9 to 6. They're going to have some fun. They got some special guests lined up. They've got 20% off supplements, CBD, essential oils. They're going to have free samples, door prizes, free gift with each purchase. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And along with all this, they invited us over.
They did.
Yeah, they invited us over.
For some reason. Why? I'm not sure why, but,
I think
they like us, Seth.
Well, they may have thought they were getting Seth, because Seth did the last remote. And boy, did we throw him a curveball, because you're getting Melissa and I, and it's going to be a fun show. We're looking forward to it. The morning show is going to be on the road, which, of course, that makes people wonder, well, Friday is a pretty big deal here at the show. We've got a lot of things we do. Misty's Menu, Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is all going to be handled the same as normal. Seth is going to be running the board here, and Seth's going to handle those for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll have celebrity birthdays for you or not, but he'll definitely take care of our local birthdays.
For sure. For sure, yeah.
And we're going to have some fun with the star of the day. You're going to be listening for that in the 8 o'clock hour after Misty's, between 8 and 9. We'll have that in. So while that's going on, Melissa will be shopping. Yes. I'll be probably drinking coffee. no, actually, we're going to use that time to be able to get some people together and everything. Because, again, Katrina and Stephen have done such a miraculous job with this. And they've got some great people for us to talk to during the remote that we're going to be hanging out with. I do believe we might even get a visit from Mike Hittner.
I think Mike will be there, and he'll be glad to talk.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Cannot wait. I can talk to that man all day.
If he gives the history of last year, he told me about the whole history of Family Night. Because it's been around for 76 years.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating history, and I hope he can do that again. It's really cool.
I want to dive into that with him and have like one or two questions for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Melissa wants to talk to these guys about, of course, she's going to jump in too. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Meet us down there this Friday. We're going to be doing our whole show from there since 7 to 10.
Yep.
We'll be down there. And we're going to have some fun. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
I may have to jet out a little bit early because, of course, I have Morning Magazine to get to. And I don't know. I've tried making the trip as fast as I could from Family Natural Foods to here. Not something you want to chance, especially around that time of day.
No, no. Yeah. No, be careful.
So you never should. You never should be booking too much or anything. So we'll have fun. It's going to be a good show. We encourage you to meet us there. You can find out more, of course, by going to Family Natural Foods today. They open their doors about 9-ish. Get on over there at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And be sure to like their page on Facebook, Instagram. It's a great follow. Wonderful follow. Be sure to do that. I wanted to get into an interesting one here with you guys to start off with.
Okay.
A survey of coffee drinkers found a third have been drinking it since they were a kid. And some of us were very young. A full 15% said that they weren't even a teenager when it became a regular thing.
Whoa.
Really?
36% were over 21 when they started. Another 28% were 17 to 20. 17% were 18 to 16, and way too much math going on this early. let's just get down to 8% were even younger than 6 than 12, and 3% were younger than 6.
Whoa.
No way.
There's no solid proof that coffee stunts your growth,
right,
by the way. It is just a myth.
It is a myth.
I'm just curious, though, where they did this study.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
In the back of a Starbucks.
In the U.S., though?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. It is YouGov. It is YouGov, and they tend to stay in the U.S., but I think it's a fantastic question, Melissa.
Yeah.
People were also asked how old someone should be before they start drinking coffee. Only 13% said before you're a teenager, but 2% think that your 5-year-old should be drinking it. So we're all over the map on this one.
If you've ever seen the movie Encanto, there's a little boy who's under like 10 years old who's, they play it for laughs, so he's constantly drinking coffee, and he's like this all the time.
Yeah, he's a little much.
Yeah. How old were you, Melissa, when you first started drinking coffee? Do you remember?
You know, I tried it here and there, but I wouldn't say I started regularly drinking it until I was practically in my 30s.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. A little late, a latecomer. I like that.
That's all right. Seth, how about you?
I think I was 15, 16 when I started drinking it on an every morning kind of thing. And yeah, so ever since then, it's been my go-to.
I was probably maybe just a tad younger, like 15 or so, but I actually started drinking coffee technically about 12, 13.
Okay.
That was just because I wanted to be like my papa, though. And I was even younger than that as far as having the cup of coffee in front of me, taking sips, but not really drinking it.
Yeah, you're looking, you're just doing the whole thing, though.
Pretending.
Yeah.
Just trying to be one of the cool kids at the kitchen table with my papa.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I think being a latecomer to drinking coffee is probably a good thing, considering, you know, because when you're a kid, your taste buds are that much more sensitive, right?
Yeah.
So the older you get, the more you kill your taste buds. And when you get to that point, it's like, oh, this coffee is, you know, it's mild. You know, when I was a kid, it was so strong. But now, hey, you know, no problem.
Blacker the better.
Yeah, that's right.
There is some interesting stuff, of course, too, with we've learned from coffee in the recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Moderate coffee intake, about 2 to 5 cups a day, is linked to a lower likelihood of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, liver, and types of cancers, Parkinson's disease, and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Because coffee is awesome.
It is.
Coffee does so much for us.
We love coffee.
We appreciate you, coffee. That it is something. It is worth to note, though, the 2 to 5 cups a day.
Yes. To 5, though. That seems... Wow. I guess I think they're talking about like 8 ounce cups.
Actual
I think
cups,
it's probably what
I think a lot of the medical field has just kind of like given up on this one and just like, look, all right, 2 to 80. Yeah. I don't know. People are crazy.
Fine, whatever.
We're trying to tell you how to take care of yourselves, and you just keep doing this. So you know what? We're just gonna we round it up.
Here's the guideline: just enough so you can fall asleep at night. There you go. Right, wherever that line is, don't cross that line.
Recent studies found that coffee drinkers are less likely to die from some of the leading causes of death for women. Coronary heart disease, stroke, diabetes, kidney disease.
Nice.
There's a little bit more to it as far as heart failure, because I don't want to say that drinking coffee is good for your heart, but there is a lot of connections to where it can be.
Yes.
But I think, again, everything comes down to moderation.
Moderation.
I think that's correct. Now, golden mean.
If you are walking around with just an IV of coffee, that's probably not good. Probably not good.
An IV of anything.
Yeah.
Let's just be fair. Yeah. Remember, they used IVs in like emergency situations. You shouldn't be having it all the time.
Interesting stuff with that.
Yeah, right.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, get into our National Day of Calendar, and have some more fun. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking it through your morning on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Be sure to be listening at the kickoff of the 8 o'clock hour, where we'll be joined by our friends of Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul Trombley usually joins us.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to diving into the National Day of Calendar now for this October 5th, 2022. It's Country Inn Bed and Breakfast Day.
Oh, I love me some bed and breakfast.
You know, I thought about opening a bed and breakfast when I was young.
Yeah.
You know, late teens, early 20s. But then I realized I'd have to work every weekend.
That's true.
Oh, good thinking. Way to think about that one before you bought the house.
Because I just think they're so cool. And they're usually in historic houses and very quaint. And then the breakfasts you get are awesome.
Yes. Oh, man. I have never been to a bed and breakfast where the breakfast isn't just amazing. All the different kinds of stuff they put with. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then the interior of the house is always usually historic.
Yeah, very cool.
And just awesome. But yeah, then I realized every weekend working.
I have to be honest. I kind of expected us just to roll through this one. I didn't realize that I've never been to one. And I didn't even know if these things still existed, to be honest with you.
They do. In fact, there's a couple in town here that are really nice and really cool.
Cool.
So
check this out.
Yeah.
I love breakfast. I love breakfast. I like history. So if you're telling me it's in a house that's got some cool
architecture. Usually historical.
I'm all in. I'll try
there's
this.
There's some really cool ones in our state.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out. I didn't even think about it. All right. It is one of my favorite days of the year. It's National Get Funky Day, everybody.
Nice. Get funky.
And that can mean whatever you want it to mean. Struggling a bit with being down in the dumps or bored with life. Everyone can love the fun and freedom that comes with National Get Funky Day. It's true that the word funk originally began in the early 17th century and was taken to mean a strange odor. And it can still mean that today, but the word has also evolved into something a little bit different, we'll say. It seems that in the early 1900s, the term funk, which had come to mean something along the lines of musty, was taken to mean something earthly, or even something deep or felt strongly. In the budding world of jazz music, musicians would often encourage each other with phrases like, put some stank on it, make it funky now. Terms that are still used today. That all got really put on another level, Seth, as we go into Music History 101 again. When George Clinton was a young man growing up on jazz music, liked to listen to live jazz more than anything else. And he would hear these terms thrown around, especially the word funk. And George Clinton, along with Parliament Funkadelic and Bootsy Collins, so many other people, would put that word on the map.
They would.
They took it to a whole different level.
They did.
The late 60s, 70s, early 80s, Parliament Funkadelic put not only funk music on it, it gave it a category.
It did.
There was no funk category before that.
Yeah, right.
You could say that James Brown maybe should have had it beforehand, but I mean, George Clinton perfected it.
But what he, what James Brown did was, I mean, they didn't have a name for it then. They just never, oh, it's James Brown and his music. But then you're right. Then those guys came along and they're like, no, this is more than a thing. And they created a whole culture around it. And they did, I mean, they put the whole, put all the appendages on it. So
yeah.
I'm with you, man. Let's get funky. Get my Barry White in there.
Oh, nice. Nicely done.
My voice is dying, so
you can only do it so long.
Baby.
I encourage you, whatever that means to you as far as like getting out of your funk today, and maybe listen to a little bit of Atomic Dog or Flashlight or some Parliament.
The Mothership Connection.
Yeah. Get the roof off, though. National Kale Day. It is National Kale Day as well.
Kale is a fun vegetable, and it's actually really versatile.
It seems very versatile to me. From what I've seen, it seems very versatile. I have never touched it. No, I'm joking. I've eaten kale. It's good. I don't really notice it, to be honest with you.
Well, and you can make it into really good kale, like chips, in the oven.
You just toss the
leaves with oil and seasonings and then toast them low in the oven, and they turn into like this crispy goodness that melts in your mouth.
This sounds like a topic for the next The Kitchen is Open for me. Sounds like.
Maybe it will be.
If that ain't in there, maybe National Pumpkin Seed Day will be.
Ooh, another really good underrated food.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Roast pumpkin seeds are delicious.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Oh, they're wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Never would have thought I'd like them. That's all.
Have you tried them?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. I just before I had tried them, I would have never dreamed that I would like something like that.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Well, when you're pulling them out of the innards of a pumpkin, they're not so appetizing.
Pumpkin guts.
Pumpkin guts, yes.
And that's probably the most unpleasant part of pumpkin seeds is separating them from the goo.
From the other stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
I would say it's probably going to happen in the 9 o'clock hour, but we actually have a story that kind of involves this a little bit.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll get into that a little later.
All right.
Two of them we're going to tie together here because they are tied together. Global James Bond Day. The name is Bond.
Bond.
James Bond. Grab a martini, shaken not stirred, of course, and settle in for a marathon of one of the world's most beloved and long-lasting franchises. It was on this day, I believe, A few people know that James Bond didn't get his start in films, but instead in a series of the book by the great author Ian Fleming in 1953. In 1962, this widely popular series of books was brought to the silver screen in maybe the still the greatest James Bond movie, Dr. No.
I love Dr. No. It's a good one.
What do you expect me to do? I expect you to die, Mr. Bond. So good. James, it still holds up to me, I think.
Yeah, it is.
In some ways. There's certain things that never held up with James Bond.
Very 60s and other things, right? Yeah.
Certain things never held up with James Bond. I can remember even as a kid, my papa and I looking at each other like, this is uncomfortable.
I'm surprised my parents let me watch those movies, but my dad was a huge Bond fan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
How many dads weren't?
Right.
But I wonder put a survey out of all the parents around our age group and everything, like how many of the guys didn't love James Bond, you know?
Yeah, I have to say.
And it's also Chick Spy Day, which is a kind of a tie-in to the whole James Bond thing.
Oh, okay.
Are you among those who just can't get enough of the ever suave, ever calm, ever victorious ladies man who likes his martini shaken not stirred? It's all basically a way to honor James Bond. Another way.
Yeah.
But who I have to ask, who was your favorite James Bond actor?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a tough one. Let me think for a real quick second here. I think I got to go with the original. Yeah. I think I go with Sean Connery.
I don't think there's any other answer.
Yeah. Roger Moore was good too, but
Roger Moore, I really enjoyed Roger Moore.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna like maybe anger some people here because my number two is probably Daniel Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's not just because of his performance, although I really have enjoyed his performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's seeing James Bond at this stage where it's now because it's the same thing. They learned, give them credit for this, they learned right away, maybe even before superhero movies, that audiences aren't going to keep coming to see Superman never do anything wrong, always be perfect, right, and always get the bad guy in the end. They want anti-heroes. They want their heroes nowadays to be flawed.
Complex people,
yes,
right?
Like they are.
Yeah.
And what Daniel Craig was able to do with James Bond was do that for the mm-hmm. first time. I don't think anybody really had a chance to do that before. It's not as if in the 80s they were asking Roger Moore for depth.
Yeah.
That wasn't the role that he was hired to do.
Right.
What Daniel Craig was hired to do is much different, and mm-hmm. I like what they've done with that character. The last James Bond, the last one that he's going to be in, did something that I've never seen in them in a James Bond movie, and I didn't think they'd ever. I would bet you $1,000, Seth, that they would never do in a James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it. They did it the way that they ended that movie. I never saw it coming. I never thought that they would do that in a James Bond movie.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, because, come on. Obviously, it's been around since the 60s. You want to keep doing the same old, nobody's going to come see that. I'll just rent it. I've got it already. I've got, all the Sean Connerys and stuff. You want to see something new.
Quick Bond trivia. Mm-hmm. What is the number he always plays on the roulette wheel?
Ooh.
It's not 7.
No, you're close.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
No.
Is it 9?
It's 17 black.
17 black.
That is one he always plays. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
There you go. Bond
nicely
heads.
Done. Bond, nicely yeah. done.
And then the two very little known, well, three actually, that I'd never heard of, actors, Barry Nelson, David Niven, and George Lazenby.
He was in one, Our Majesty's Secret Service. That's the one where Bond gets married and then she dies.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sad one, but
it's kind of what Tom Cruise did with all the Mission Impossible movies.
And if I'm remembering correctly, David Niven played the Casino Royale one, the Woody Allen parody, basically, of James Bond. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one, I don't know.
He was good, by the way, though.
Yeah.
He was
David Niven? Oh, he was good in everything.
Now, is there an actor you would have liked to have seen as James Bond that you didn't? Because I've got one that I've been holding on to since I was a little kid.
Really?
Timothy Dalton. Oh, wait, no, he did. No one remembers it.
That was my dad's least favorite, was Timothy Dalton.
It's funny because everybody pegged Timothy Dalton the moment he became a star. Oh, that's the next James Bond.
Right.
And it became such a thing that he kind of didn't want to do it. And then he eventually did it because his career was fading a little bit. But at that point, nobody wanted him in it.
No.
And he really phoned it in, too.
Yeah.
He's a better actor than that. We've seen that.
I've seen other things he's been in.
He's
very
a good actor.
Yeah.
I have nothing. Yeah. But with that part, it just didn't work. Carrie Elwes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
The Dread Pirate Roberts himself.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
He's shown as an older man that he is very good with drama. You know, he watched the movie Saw and some of those things mm-hmm. that he's done and stuff. He showed you in Men of Tights that he can do these serious, deadpan, serious moments
very
and everything.
Oh, man.
And I think the one thing that we never did with James Bond is, I don't want to say make it a comedy, but a little more comedy in there.
I think that would have been fun, yeah.
And at the time that he was at that age that he would have played James Bond, 80s, late 80s, early 90s, I think that had been a perfect time for a funnier Bond, a little bit lighter Bond or whatever. And obviously we went in a different direction, but I don't know. I thought
that would have been interesting. A blonde Bond. A blonde Bond, yep.
Which they ended up doing eventually.
they did.
Right.
Random Acts of Poetry Day. As long as there has been language, there has been poetry. Taking the shadowed hearts of men and women and finding ways to twist the abstract feelings and experience of perception into the rising and falling rhythms of the spoken or written word.
Mm.
One of my favorite things to do is write poetry, and I call them rhymes. When I was a kid, with hip-hop becoming a big thing, it was, to me, just rhyming. That's what I was doing. I didn't really think of it as poetry. Poetry to me when I was little was rainbows and unicorns and that kind of thing. It wasn't until my mom got me into Langston Hughes and Maya Angelou and so many of these others that I'm like, oh, I've been doing poetry. I had a stretch there for 12 or 13 years going back to high school where I wrote a poem every month.
Every month.
I made myself write one. Some months were closer to others, but I made myself do it.
That's cool.
It's a great creative outlet. I don't care if you've never written anything in your life. Try writing a poem.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. See what happens. You never know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And there's a lot of different ways you can do it, too, that don't have to rhyme.
Exactly.
No, they do not have
to
rhyme.
They do not. No.
And you may be better off not doing that to yourself. Trust me.
What rhymes with orange?
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Still working on that one. Make up some words.
National Do Something Nice Day.
Oh, that's good.
That's a really good
everyone,
one.
Let's be nice. Be nice, everybody.
Yeah, and why not?
I want to mention, you know, random acts of kindness, doing something nice. There's never a bad time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, it's also World Teachers Day.
So it's time together.
Great way to combine those together. Along with the James Bond thing, buy yourself, buy your teacher a whole book, you know, DVD set of James Bond movies and give them to them. No.
So they have something to relax to. That's right. Watch some Bond. Yep.
Maybe an apple. Maybe that might be better. Maybe. We do not appreciate teachers enough.
No.
We don't do enough for teachers. We don't. There's a couple of things like this in society that we could be saying. We can insert name here when we're talking about. But since it is World Teachers Day, everybody at home, you guys got the morning show version at home. The play at home version.
Yep.
I'd like everybody to think of some of their favorite teachers and just carry them with you through the day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great ones.
Yes.
I dare say there is nobody who hasn't had at least one or two, you know, good influences or good teachers.
Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it makes me kind of want to, you know, just shoot a teacher a message on Facebook today of just, you know, hey, I appreciate you.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
You know, the time that I had you when I was in high school as my teacher, that thought just occurred to me.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it earlier when I was pulling the National Day of Calendar up, and I've got a lot of teachers that I had at UCLA or Cal that I really appreciate and that, but the ones that really influenced me the most were in high school, and I don't believe, I'm pretty sure none of them are around anymore. I think they've all passed. It was only three or four people I'm thinking of here, but I think every one of them are. I'm not 100% on that, but it made me sad the second I thought of it. I'm very lucky that at least two of those people I was able to, like the year out of high school or whatever, mm-hmm. you come back to school for something or whatever, and you mm-hmm. run into them or whatever. I was able to say, hey, thank you. You know, you had a big impact on me. I was a knucklehead. I'm sorry. you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
One more for you. Balloons Around the World Day. Simple thing like a balloon can brighten anyone's day. Grab some helium-filled balloons and join the world in making life a little more fun and festive. That's it. That's all there is to this day.
Great.
They float through the air and celebrate birthdays. They decorate grand openings or businesses and are used in medical treatments. They're used as forms of luxury transportation and the quietest of military infiltration. Balloons. Balloons are awesome.
Just please don't let them go.
Water balloons. That's all I got to say.
Water balloons are great. Melissa made a good point. Don't let them go.
That's right. We don't want to.
They are not biodegradable.
That's the problem. Yep.
And I'm a little cringy about this because of the helium situation. So I don't know if anybody can find some more helium. If you could get on that, we can use that. Anyone?
James, stop using it.
Yeah, I know
you do it. You sneak that in to make that voice.
It's so funny when that voice.
I know.
It's a real fun time to do. We'll take a break. We'll come back after Melissa's news. We'll have some more fun. I want to get into a couple of good ones here. The 10 ingredients for a long-lasting friendship. Goodwill has done something really cool. Not that they don't already do something
really cool things. Yeah,
Some new dating terms we got to get into. Just going to be hilarious considering it's the three of us.
Ooh,
and also want to get into in the kickoff the 8 o'clock hour with this 2022's most popular Halloween costumes for kids, adults, and pets.
Very nice.
We'll start the 8 o'clock with that. All that coming up for you after Mel's news and much, much more on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings on WFHR. Your workout central. I don't know what's going on with our bumper
wake-up
music
is what we got.
We got to get some new bumper music, I think, one of these days.
Yeah.
We'll do that sometime, like way down the line. We'll get on that.
We'll talk to Tim, nothing but polkas.
Yeah,
that's what we'll do.
There we go. That'll get people awake. That's good stuff.
Throwing things at the radio in some cases?
Possibly.
No.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on Mornings on WFHR. And that's, you know, one of the ways that you greet friends, right? Good morning, how are you, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Something that's pretty common in friendships. Well, a recent poll found about half of us see our closest friend at least once a week, and a third of us text them at least once a day. Not everyone deserves that best friend status, though. According to the survey, here are the top 10 ingredients for a long-lasting friendship.
Okay.
One of the things that isn't on the list is, of course, just greeting each other well. Like, I think that that's a simple thing that we don't really think much about, but you know there's somebody that matters to you if you make a point to say hello to them.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
Just, what up, G? I mean, if you're in the 90s.
A little bit of that. What's the haps? You know?
Yo-yo.
Word up.
Or whatever the actual modern terms are.
Yeah, we're just going with what we know. Right?
We're old.
Yeah.
Hey, we've old.
Just kidding. I'm old. I will leave it at that.
Okay, Melissa's just a little younger than us. She can say that.
She's got that. Got that on us. So here are the 10. We'll start from the bottom here. You just love to hang out with each other.
That seems, you know, reasonable, right?
That's a very solid one.
Yeah.
Shared interests.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
This is where it gets a little more interesting to me.
Okay.
Shared morals and values.
Yeah.
I would say yes and no.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I wouldn't pretend and know everything that's in like my best friend's heart.
Right.
Or and everything, and I wouldn't put my moral compass on him and vice versa.
Right.
I will say that we do happen to have quite a bit in common when it comes to these things.
Right.
Yeah, and similar.
I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that the people that you tend to end up hanging out with the older you get especially, mm-hmm. tend to be like-minded people.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that you can't have a friendship with someone who you disagree. I mean, I think we've all had, throughout our lives, have good relationships with people that you may not agree with. So
mm-hmm.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're thoughtful towards each other.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one. Yes, absolutely.
I think one of the greater signs of caring about somebody is thinking about them or their well-being when they're not in the room.
Absolutely.
So many of us do that when somebody's actually nearby or in the mm-hmm. room or something. But if you tend to catch yourself doing that outside of that, then I think that's a pretty good sign of a good friendship.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You have a similar sense of humor. That's number 6 on this list. I don't know if these are necessarily in any order, but if they were to be, I would say that that's at least a top 5.
I think that should be up a little high. I agree. Because if you don't find, it's very awkward if you don't find the same things funny.
Oh, yeah.
Then it gets very strange very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Always being there when you need them.
Yes. Nope. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I will say that that's one of those ones that's, important. One of the ways you show that we're there for each other,
mm-hmm.
or signs that we're friends, is being there for each other.
Yep.
Number 4 on the list is loyalty.
Yes, big. Yeah. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily. I think that some people look at loyalty as this unflinching, unquestionable thing that's unconditional and all of that. And there is some of that to it with certain people.
Yeah.
But loyalty can also be, you know, again, how do they treat you when you're not in the room?
Right.
The moment that Seth isn't in the room, Mel and I are just, stuff and everything.
Don't give that away.
I'm used to
what
it.
What would we say?
Yeah.
Even if we were like trying to make stuff up, we can't. There's nothing bad to say about Seth. That's why I used him as an example. but this is that ain't friendship. That ain't loyalty.
Yeah.
That's more of a. That seems. Because here's another thing. And I've found this, again, as the older I get, some people. And I'm not picking on any one generation because I seem to notice it all across the board.
I agree.
Some people consider friendship basically what most of us would look at as, tit for tat. What are you going to do for me? I'll do this for you if you do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not friendship.
No.
That's a barter system.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
we got a transactional relationship there. Yeah.
I can genuinely say I've never really done anything, and while I'm doing it, thinking, well, I can't wait to call in mine.
Yep.
what they're going to do for me in this scenario or
something.
When
they say, hey, I owe you one, you don't like mark it down in a book or something that. Oh, he owes me one now. Yeah.
Although that'd be hilarious. There's some kid walking around in like his 30s, and he's had like a notebook his whole life, and he's just been marking these down when people say it.
Waiting to call in
favors. That's right, waiting to call in favors.
Supporting each other. Yeah,
for sure.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to people that don't have a lot of encouragement in their life. That sometimes it's our friends that are our only support system.
Mm-hmm. That is the truth. Sad, but it is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to each other is number 2 on this list.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, boy.
That's important.
Any relationship? Can we say any relationship?
Yeah.
Listening to each other is extremely important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Melissa, I don't listen to her.
And I think that
that's
works.
That's why I don't talk to you, Seth.
I think that works for you guys, actually.
Actually,
I think
it does work. Okay, yeah. We found a way to make it work.
And number one on this list, trust. Your friendship could be at risk if you ever break each other's trust.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get over that.
Yep.
Really hard. Absolutely. So.
I can say this though, because my oldest friend Chris and I, he's the only old friend I have. Mm-hmm. The closest, like, cause Chris and I have known each other almost almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. The closest person I have next to that is like a Will or my buddy Vincent DeKalb, 10+ years or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's like the end of the list for me as far as long term friends.
Right.
We moved around so much, I just never had the opportunity to do those things. That's why I wouldn't say I'm envious, but I admire the people who, we've been friends since kindergarten.
Like
I don't think a lot of people understand how beautiful that is, how awesome that is to have somebody like that in your life that long.
How rare that is. It's not that common, really. It's not.
And that trust, especially when you know somebody through your youth years, your teenage years, all this, you're going to have moments where that is going to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I would never hold those things against somebody. You know, I don't know. I don't hold high school against people.
No.
Like, there's people that I didn't get along with in high school that I have no interest in seeing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as anybody that, quote, did me wrong or anything.
Holding a grudge or, yeah.
Man, I got no interest in that. Nah. And I'm not saying I'm perfect because I do have some grudges. I just know how unhealthy they are. I know how silly they are. One of them is with somebody who's not even alive anymore. Like, what's the point of that? You're carrying
this
around.
You.
Exactly.
It's something I'm working on. I'm not saying that I'm perfect here or anything, but I do think that it's one of those silly things. Yeah, I remember this person did this to me in grade school or high school or something, and it's kind of there's extremes, mind you,
mm-hmm.
and then there's being kids. You know,
yep.
I guarantee that you probably did something to somebody too.
Absolutely.
Not a darned one of us aren't guilty when it comes to teenager, you know, follies of teenagers.
Absolutely
and stuff.
Right, my friend.
Is there anything not on this list that you guys are thinking of? I brought up earlier greeting people because that's one thing that I thought was kind of one.
I don't know. They hit a lot of the things that I think they did. Yeah. So I got nothing to add to that. Yeah.
I do hope that this is something, because one of the interesting and cool things about this. This list is something that hasn't changed with our generation or the one after or the mm-hmm. one after or the youngest, all the way up to the youngest generation. This list is coming from all of these groups. And I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool to see. You know, as much as people like to pick on younger generations, going to be hard to do it when it's the same thing you're doing.
Yeah.
But isn't that the case sometimes, too, though?
It is.
I mean, that is one of those things. That's one of those. I'll never forget my dad. One of his snacks, you know, the baking chocolate they have where you just buy a block of it?
Oh, yeah.
And he just gnaw on that thing.
What, like, really?
Yeah.
It's not even sweet.
Man, I hear you. And I remember my dad, like at 1 a.m. or something like that, grabbing this out of the refrigerator, and I was awake because I'm me, and him looking me in the eyes with all seriousness, Jimmy, never do this. And then he took a bite, and he would continue to like sit at the kitchen table and eat pretty much the whole thing with like a glass of milk.
Oh my gosh.
It's not just parents. I mean, we do this, friends, everybody. We all are a little guilty of some hypocrisy here and there.
We are.
We will take a break. We'll come back. We're going to have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, Seth, you were touching on this a little bit earlier. You're a fan of Goodwill. I am certainly a fan of Goodwill and the work that they do. I worked at a Goodwill for about 6 months, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And such hard workers there.
Oh, yes.
And good people. And good work that they do. I don't know, Melissa, if it's something that you and I seem to remember
you
saying.
I like shopping at Goodwill.
Right.
Donating to Goodwill.
Yeah. And that's just where I was going with that. Well, Goodwill. Excuse me. Goodwill has launched a new website for online thrifting called Goodwill Finds.
Ooh, cool.
apparently Goodwill Hunting was taken. Until now, Goodwill didn't have a centralized online business, so it was just random stores selling a few of their donations online through third-party websites like eBay and Craigslist.
Mm.
Goodwill Finds launched yesterday with roughly 100,000 items available online.
Very cool.
And they say that more junk, quote-unquote junk, or treasures will be added soon.
Nice. I love that. That's great.
There's a little bit of everything. Clothes, electronics, kitchen stuff, home furnishings, books, media, toys, and collectibles. But you won't find anything dirt cheap. It looks like they didn't bother uploading anything that wasn't at least about $5.
Okay.
Yep. And you will have to pay for shipping.
Of course.
A lot of the time, traditionally, especially when we were kids, the people that shopped at thrift shops and Goodwills were people like my family and I, where you just didn't have a lot.
Yep.
But in the last 10 years, as far as I can tell, and I don't know this, I'm reading off of data and talking to younger people, this has become such a bigger thing.
Yes, it has, yeah.
Clothes wasting is one of those things that the youngest generation has got their eye on, and they are not happy about it. Mm-hmm. Not happy with what the other generations have done when it comes to this.
Yeah.
So instead of spending $50, $80, $100 on a pair of jeans, they're going to the store and finding pretty much the same thing.
For like $10.
Yeah, yeah. Now, all this stuff is great, too, because this helps Goodwill. Goodwill's put back into their communities. Goodwill's give people opportunities and jobs that many of you people won't do out there.
Exactly.
It's everybody's got junk that they don't want, but they don't want to throw it away.
They want to throw it away. Yep, exactly.
Right.
It's this great big recycling, program, basically, is what it is. Keep, reduce, reuse. And that's a very, very good thing. I like the fact that they decided to do their own website, though, for the, maybe more interesting things that they have, you said. And you're not going to find, it's not like going to your local store and finding, all the clothes and all these other things. It's more for, specific things, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes sense to not put anything on there that's less than $5, because for as what you're going to pay in shipping.
Exactly.
Better to go to the store in person.
And I agree.
I've only had that happen once or twice, and it was with Amazon. Years ago when I first started using Amazon, I'd buy something that was $4, and the shipping and handling's $4.99 something like that. It just drives you nuts. Drives you crazy. You sit there, and it's an item you really want or you really need, and you're still debating just beyond a principle. You ever do that? Where you try to, my principles. It's a computer. It doesn't care about your principles. It doesn't. But I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I do it, though. I think this is got another couple of things here. As I mentioned, Goodwill's put back into their communities. This is going to they can get funds from around the world now.
Yeah.
People, not just the people like with the Goodwill we have here in Rapids, just Wood County residents, if you will, or that. It's people around the world that can be a part of this, so that the many Goodwills will now be getting more funding, more money.
Right.
However, they spread this out. The other part of it, too, is something that Melissa was kind of touching on there. Most people that if you are don't have a lot of money, you tend to go to Goodwill in person. You probably don't do a ton of online shopping. Now, if you do have a little more money that you can spare, you tend to do a lot of online shopping and not go into a lot of stores. This is the national average. These are just stats I'm just kind of putting together or reading from. So this is another win for them as well with that, where some of these items probably wouldn't sell in their store.
Good point.
Not many people that go to Goodwill are going to buy a $50, chandelier.
Yeah,
Or something like that. But if somebody donated one, it's just sitting there. What are we going to do with it? Well, sell it. Sell it
online.
Now
they got a platform to do that, right?
Why should eBay and Craigslist be making money off
Absolutely.
You? Cut out the middleman and take care of this on yourself.
That's good.
It's actually, as we're talking about it, I don't think that they have a lot of fund. I know they don't have a lot of funding, and I know they don't have a lot of money for commercials and things like this.
Yep.
But they could have done this years ago.
They could have
done this a long time ago and been very profitable. It had been a very profitable thing to do.
Can I just do a shout out to our local Goodwill?
Yeah.
Because they put something up on their marquee the other day, which I thought was just super clever, and it was fun. And by the way, it's on their marquee. They wrote Goodwill. The original Halloween Superstore. And I was like, it's on now, Spirit Halloween. Now it's on, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're on the same street now.
Yes, they are.
Direct competition. But that's, this time of year is probably when the majority of people are going to visit Goodwill for Halloween costumes.
Yep. Because, you can find all kinds of stuff there. You never know what you'll come across.
And if you need a shirt that you can just tear up and splash blood all over, what better place to get it than Goodwill?
One of my top 10 favorite commercials of all time is a Halloween commercial Goodwill did like years ago.
Yeah.
And they played it forever. I can't tell you the last time I saw it. But it's just, what is stop motion animation?
Oh, yeah, that's stop motion, yeah.
It's just stop motion animation with like a little witch that pops out.
Oh, I remember that one. Yes, I remember that ad.
It's one of my favorite ads of all time. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page.
good idea.
I'm definitely going to put it out there. It's so good. It's just fun. It's a fun commercial. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more fun. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way. We're going to talk to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm.
And it's Melissa, Seth, and James. I mean, who knows when you put us together. All that coming up on Mornings on WFHR.